As the calendar creeps closer and closer to the Nevada caucus, we've heard a lot from Democrats about the current state of the nation's capital. So we decided to check in with the Silver State's lone Republican in Congress, 2nd District Representative Mark Amaday. He spoke to KUNR's Paul Boger about the fallout over the impeachment and what it will take for President Trump to win Nevada this fall.
Congressman, I want to get your take on the current climate in Washington these days.
Well, you know, I mean, you've talked about the last two weeks, and the mood is not good. I'm not going to try to generic things down. We got people calling each other names. We got people giving each other the stink eye. We got people ripping stuff up. We got people filing motions to censor. And so the level of partisan nastiness is, quite frankly, it's like, I mean, not that it's been calm the last 3 years, but I mean, it almost feels like a crescendo, except I don't want to say that, because we'll reach a new low after that, but I'm hoping I'm wrong about that.
Why is that? Is it because of the impeachment?
To be honest with you, I think it's a function of, in the old days, which isn't that far back, I mean, let's say even 15 years ago, the national media would have called some people out on a lot of stuff that's become normal. You know, whether the Democrats were doing it or the Republicans were doing it, it'd be like, hey, knock it off. That's a cheap job. That gets, you know, three Pinocchios. It's evolved from that into people are expected to be nasty by the media. They are encouraged to be nasty, and they are rewarded for being nasty. And it's like, yeah, well, that'd be good if it was a nasty contest. But the frustration for most of the people, and I don't only speak for myself, but listen, most of the people are back there. They want to work on issues. They want to solve issues that are important to their state, to their district, to communities or whatever. And it's like, we won't have any work on health care. We won't have any work on, we're going to concentrate on trying to destroy the other political party. For what? So you can say you're in control. I don't think anybody is picking up points trying to out-nasty the other side.
I, of course, do want to ask you about the impeachment. You voted against the articles. What do you think the political fallout is going to be after all of this?
There's already political fallout on both sides. And you know, listen, November's a long ways away. And actually, in Nevada, it's the middle of October, which is a long ways away in some ways. And in other ways, it's right around the corner. But let me just tell you this. I don't think many people have used Donald Trump, his name in the same sentence as victim, maybe ever in his life. But I'll tell you what, they're getting pretty close to it. It's like, listen, I get you don't like him. I get he's a political opponent. I get you want to win. All that stuff's normal. But this stuff where we're getting to the point where we're ripping up beaches and all the stuff that went through here is like, hey. And I'm not a big, I don't live and breathe by polls, so we'll see. I mean, that's a cake that hasn't been baked yet. I can tell you that it looks to me from the distance I observe that the president is feeling pretty good about things. I think he's feeling kind of chipper.
So how is all of this going to play out in November? You know, what do you think it will take for the president to win Nevada this year?
I mean, his challenges will be this. He's got to get his message to Nevadans on what kind of shape are you in now, whether you're minority women, whether you're minority men, whether you're, you know, what's your income growth been, what's, you know, all those things. Are you a person who's concerned about national security? I mean, there's people that like the wall, don't like the wall. There's the trade issue, U.S., Mexico, Canada, the initial agreement with China. And so his challenge is to say, here's all the stuff that we've gotten accomplished. And we think that helps the middle class because everybody plays for the middle class. And if you believe us, we'd appreciate your support. But having said that, is that going to resonate with voters to say, okay, we're going to give him 4 more years? Or is it going to be, hey, we still don't like guy's style, and we're voting for anybody else? But you know, when you ask that question, you got to ask it 360 degrees and say, okay, so who's going to be the nominee on the other side? And that's going to be a little bit more interesting watching, I think. The good news for Trump is there's quite a bit of disarray. The bad news is there's still plenty of time to work that out.
All right. 2nd District Representative Mark Amaday, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Take care.